Greetings in the Lord. It is the 22nd day of March in the year of our Lord, 2020. You are listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance today comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 and 6. You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. The Westminster Larger Catechism is helpful in understanding this passage when it says, "The duties required in the second commandment are the receiving, observing, and keeping pure and entire all such religious worship and ordinances as God hath instituted in his word, particularly prayer and thanksgiving in the name of Christ, the reading, preaching, and hearing of the word, the administration and receiving of the sacraments, church government and discipline, the ministry and maintenance thereof, religious fasting, swearing by the name of God and vowing unto him, as also the disproving, detesting, opposing all false worship, and according to each one's place and calling, removing it and all monuments of idolatry." The Westminster Larger Catechism also says, "The sins forbidden in the second commandment are all devising, counseling, commanding, using, and any ways approving any religious worship not instituted by God himself, tolerating a false religion, the making any representation of God or all or of any of the three persons, either inwardly in our mind or outwardly in any kind of image or likeness of any creature whatsoever, all worshiping of it, or God in it, or by it, the making of any representation of feigned deities, and all worship of them, or service belonging to them, all superstitious devices, corrupting the worship of God, adding to it or taking from it, whether invented or taken up of ourselves, or received by tradition from others, though under the title of antiquity, custom, devotion, good intent, or any other pretense whatsoever, simony, sacrilege, all neglect, contempt, hindering, and opposing the worship and ordinances which God hath appointed." Brothers and sisters, how often have we failed to keep this commandment? How often have we attempted to worship God with our own devices, our own vain ways of coming to him? How often are we tempted to neglect the worship of God, whether the neglect the Lord's Day gathering, or neglect our family worship, or neglect our daily devotion? There's actually a reason annexed to the second commandment to actually enforce it. The Westminster Larger Catechism says the reason annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it, contains in these words, "For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Are, besides God's sovereignty over us and propriety in us, his fervent zeal for his own worship and his revengeful indignation against all false worship as being a spiritual whoredom, accounting the breakers of this commandment such as hate him, and threatening to punish them unto diverse generations, and esteeming the observers of it such as love him and keep his commandments, and promising mercy to them unto many generations. Dear brothers, we ought not hide in our sins before the face of the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but rather we need to acknowledge and confess with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. As we come before his throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from you and your ways like lost sheep. We followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We've offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare them, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou them that are repentant, according to your promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If this is the testimony in your hearts before God, then it is my privilege to declare unto you, your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, that we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to a psalm reading from Psalm chapter 64. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. For the choir director, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of those who do iniquity, who have sharpened their tongue like a sword. They aimed bitter speech as their arrow, to shoot from concealment at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, "Who can see them?" They devise injustices, saying, "We are ready with a well-conceived plot." For the inward thought and the heart of a man are deep. But God will shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded, so they will make him stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who see them will shake the dead. Then all men will fear, and they will declare the work of God and will consider what he has done. The righteous man will be glad in the Lord and will take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will glory. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Brothers, the psalm writer wrote, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces." Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from Numbers chapter 32 through chapter 33, verse 39. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Now the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had an exceedingly large number of livestock. So when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that it was indeed a place suitable for livestock, the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, "Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elilah, Sebon, Nebo, and Beon, the land which the Lord conquered before the congregation of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock." They said, "If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan." But Moses said to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, "Shall your brothers go to war while you yourselves sit here? Now, why are you discouraging the sons of Israel from crossing over into the land which the Lord has given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the sons of Israel, so that they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. So the Lord's anger burned in that day, and he swore, saying, 'None of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and upward, shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, for they did not follow me fully.' except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have followed the Lord fully. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until the entire generation of those who had done evil in the sight of the Lord was destroyed. Now behold, you have risen up in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to add still more to the burning anger of the Lord against Israel. For if you turn away from following him, he will once more abandon them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. Then they came near to him and said, we will build here sheepfolds for our livestock and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the sons of Israel, until we have brought them to their place, when our little ones live in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every one of the sons of Israel has possessed his inheritance, for we will not have an inheritance with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side of the Jordan toward the east. So Moses said to them, if you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before the Lord for the war, and all of you armed men cross over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven his enemies out from before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be free of obligation toward the Lord and toward Israel, and this land shall be yours for a possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure, your sin will find you out. Build yourself cities for your little ones and sheepfolds for your sheep, and do what you have promised. The sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do just as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our livestock, and all our cattle shall remain there in the cities of Gilead, while your servants, everyone who is armed for war, will cross over in the presence of the Lord to battle, just as my Lord says. So Moses gave command concerning them to Eleazar the priest and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' households of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Moses said to them, if the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, everyone who is armed for battle, will cross with you over the Jordan in the presence of the Lord, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for possession. But if they will not cross over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. The sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben answered, saying, as the Lord has said to your servants, so we will do. We ourselves will cross over armed in the presence of the Lord into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us across the Jordan. So Moses gave to them, to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, and to the half-tribes of Joseph's son Manasseh, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan, the land with its cities and with their territories, the cities of the surrounding land. The sons of Gad built Dibon and Ataroth and Aroer, the Atrasophan and Jazer and Jogbeha and Beth Nimrah and Beth Haran as fortified cities and sheepfolds for sheep. The sons of Reuben built Heshbon and Elilah and Kiriathaim and Nebo, and Belmeon, their names being changed, and Sibma, and they gave other names to the cities which they built. The sons of Maker, the sons of Manasseh, went to Gilead and took it, and dispossessed the Amorites who were in it. So Moses gave Gilead to Maker, the son of Manasseh, and he lived in it. Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took its towns and called them Havoth-Jair. Nobah went and took Kenneth and its villages and called it Nobah, after his own name. These are the journeys of the sons of Israel by which they came out from the land of Egypt by their armies, under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses recorded their starting places according to their journeys by the command of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their starting places. They journeyed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the next day after the Passover, the sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. The Lord had also executed judgment on their gods. Then the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramses and camped in Succoth. They journeyed from Succoth and camped in Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They journeyed from Etham and turned back to Pi Hararoth, which faces Bel Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. They journeyed from before Hahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Marah. They journeyed from Marah and came to Elam. And in Elam there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They journeyed from Elam and camped by the Red Sea. They journeyed from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophka. They journeyed from Dophka and camped at Elush. They journeyed from Elush and camped at Rephidim. Now it was there that the people had no water to drink. They journeyed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They journeyed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. They journeyed from Rithmah and camped at Rimon Perez. They journeyed from Rimon Perez and camped at Libnah. They journeyed from Libnah and camped at Riza. They journeyed from Riza and camped in Kehelath. They journeyed from Kehelath and camped at Mount Sepher. They journeyed from Mount Sepher and camped at Heradah. They journeyed from Heradah and camped at Mekeloth. They journeyed from Mekeloth and camped at Tahath. They journeyed from Tahath and camped at Terah. They journeyed from Terah and camped at Mikthah. They journeyed from Mikthah and camped at Hashmonah. They journeyed from Hashmonah and camped at Mazaroth. They journeyed from Mazaroth and camped at Benajagon. They journeyed from Benajagon and camped at Horagadag. They journeyed from Horagadag and camped at Jothbatah. They journeyed from Jothbatah and camped at Abranah. They journeyed from Abranah and camped at Ezion Geber. They journeyed from Ezion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is Kadesh. They journeyed from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor at the edge of the land of Edom. Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the sons of Israel had come from the land of Egypt, on the first day of the first month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, brothers, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 days. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 12 through verse 28. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. While he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man covered with leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him, and he ordered him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priests and make an offering for your cleansing, just as Moses commanded, as a testimony to them. But the news about him was spreading even further, and large crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. One day he was teaching, and there were some Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing. And some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of him. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, Friends, your sins are forgiven you. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But Jesus, aware of their reasonings, answered and said to them, Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, Your sins have been forgiven you, or to say, Get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, get up and pick up your stretcher and go home. Immediately he got up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. They were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God. And they were filled with fear, saying, We have seen remarkable things today. After that, he went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth. And he said to him, Follow me. And he left everything behind and got up and began to follow him. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 22 through 26. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. As a ring of gold and a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There's one who scatters and yet increases all the more. And there's one who withholds what is justly due, and yet it results only in want. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him. But blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Let us pray. Compassionate Lord, Thy mercies have brought me to the dawn of another day. Vain will be its gifts unless I grow in grace, increase in knowledge, ripen for spiritual harvests. Let me this day know Thee as Thou art, love Thee supremely, serve Thee wholly, admire Thee fully. Though grace, let my will respond to Thee, knowing that power to obey is not in me, but that Thy free love alone enables me to serve Thee. Here then is my empty heart. Overflow it with Thy choicest gifts. Here is my blind understanding. Chase away its mist of ignorance. O ever watchful shepherd, lead, guide, tend me this day. Without Thy restraining rod, I err and stray. Hedge up my path, lest I wander into unwholesome pleasure and drink its poisonous streams. Direct my feet, that I be not entangled in Satan's secret snares, nor fall into his hidden traps. Defend me from assailing foes, from evil circumstances, from myself. My adversaries are part and parcel of my nature. They cling to me as my very skin. I cannot escape their contact. In my rising up and sitting down, they barnacle me. They entice me with constant baits. My enemy is within the citadel. Come with almighty power and cast him out. Pierce him to death and abolish in me every particle of carnal life this day. Dear Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of that holy and righteous warrior King, Jesus Christ, amen. Now, we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com